This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha today passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "The new bill is a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to safeguard the welfare of students and youth."
The earlier bill and the amendment today are reaffirmation of this government's deep commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and the youth of this country. And therefore, this bill can be described as a milestone legislation in the history of Indian Parliament.
Replying to Rahul Gandhi's accusation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Dr. Singh said that the government repeatedly clarified that no shots were fired and only tear gas was used. He said since no shots were fired, the question of issuing an order does not arise, as the authority to issue such an order rests with the magistrate, not the minister. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju strongly objected to the remarks of Rahul Gandhi and demanded an apology from him in the House for his remarks. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said, "Students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression." After the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned till tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jan Gan Man. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After the passage of the bill, the upper house was adjourned till tomorrow. To address the deteriorating air quality challenge, the government approved a vehicle fleet renewal initiative named Parivartan, or Program for Accelerated Renewal and Incentivization of Vehicle Assets for Reducing Transport Air Pollution and Network Emissions. The scheme aims to replace old and high-emission trucks and buses in the Delhi NCR with cleaner Bharat Stage 6 compliant and electric vehicles. Minister for Electronic and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India's electronic sector has witnessed a remarkable transformation in recent years, driven by a series of government initiatives and industry reforms. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said the country is steadily emerging as a global hub for electronic system design and manufacturing. He said Electronics Development Fund, or EDF, was one of these initiatives of the Government of India to promote market-driven innovation in electronic system design and manufacturing. In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll has risen to 40, with several others injured following a crackdown by Pakistani security forces on the protesters during a march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee from Rawalkot to Muzaffarabad on Monday. Amid escalating unrest in the occupied territory, a human rights documentation and monitoring body has urged the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to intervene over reports of lethal force being used against peaceful protesters. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Assam Chief Minister Dr. Hemant Biswa Sarma and reviewed the ongoing relief efforts in the wake of the devastating floods in Upper Assam. In a social media post, the Assam Chief Minister said Union Home Minister inquired about the situation on the ground and assured that the centre will continue to provide all necessary assistance. Indian boxer Sakshi Chaudhary assured herself of at least a bronze medal by entering the 51-kilogram category semi-finals of the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow today. Sakshi defeated Northern Ireland's Caitlin Fryers 5-0 to enter the last four stage. She has become the fifth Indian boxer to be guaranteed of a medal at the ongoing Games. With this, India's total medal count at the Glasgow Games has reached 12, including 2 gold, 7 silver and 3 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.